Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm very excited about today's guest because I've been following him for years at this point, I think. He's blown up on TikTok and Instagram, sharing his life every day as a full-time content creator, and he's a huge fan of reality TV, so I'm very excited to talk about The Traitors today. Welcome to the podcast, Brandon Edelman, also known as Brand Flakes. Hi, Bran.
Hi, that's so sweet because I'm a huge fan of you too. I've been watching your interviews for like so long. So this is so exciting.
Yes, thank you. And you know, I think I love your content. Like I've told you before, you're a Philly guy. I'm a Jersey Shore girl. So I feel like I just get your vibe. And so yeah. I've just always loved your content. So yeah, I'm excited to have you.
Yes, East Coasters for life.
Exactly. But Brand, tell the listeners sort of how you got into reality TV. Like what was sort of the shows that you watched growing up or what got you into this whole thing?
Yeah. So my family, I think like probably almost every family in 2000 watched Survivor. And I was hooked. I used to like play Survivor with my Barbie dolls. Like I was so obsessed with it. And then I think probably, I remember the first season of Big Brother I watched was Big Brother 8, Evil Dick's season. So then I was hooked on Big Brother. And then a few years later, I started getting hooked on The Challenge. So I've always been really into competition reality TV. I love like watching people strategize and like be in situations where they have to make decisions and like kind of screw each other over for money. I think there's always a natural sense of drama that comes with it. I've always been such a big fan. So when The Traitors came out a few years ago and they started incorporating all of the gamers into it, I was like, yes. I also like used to play Facebook Mafia as like a little kid. And The Traitors is like so similar to that. So I was just like, oh, this is perfect for me.
Yeah, I kind of, same thing, same trajectory, like Survivor, Big Brother, early days. I was really into The Challenge. I will say I fell off a little bit the last few years.
Yeah, so
I'm trying to get back. Yeah. a lot of episodes, a lot of seasons.
Yeah.
Did you watch Jersey Shore?
I did watch Jersey Shore, yeah. I've watched all of the original series. I haven't really watched Family Vacation. I've kind of been debating that. I'm actually rewatching Jersey Shore right now. That's always like my favorite. It's honestly a comfort show, which is kind of crazy, but it really is.
No, same. When I'm sick or I just don't want to watch something new, like I'll throw on old episodes of Jersey Shore and I fucking love it.
It's so good. Every single time I'm like entertained as much, if not more, as the first time I watched it.
Exactly. It holds up. Obviously, there's some crazy shit that probably wouldn't fly today, but like it's still just as entertaining.
It's glory days.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to talk about The Traitors a little bit. I'm curious, like, how do you think this season is sort of stacking up to previous seasons so far?
You know, it's interesting. I feel like I'm on this side of social media where it's very like gamer driven, and I feel like a lot of people are disappointed by it so far because obviously we've lost like almost every gamer so far, but I'm kind of really into it. I really like the cast. I really like The Traitors. I think I'm really glad that there's no gamers on The Traitors because the first like on The Traitors who are actual traitors, because the first episode when they were picking, I'm like, all right, like they're obviously gonna pick like either an Ian or a Jam Jam. And I was like, wait, this is kind of relieving that it's different because they had to break the formula at this point because they did like three seasons of kind of housewife gamer mix. So I was excited that they broke the formula a little bit there. And it's so funny too, because like everyone's preaching, this is the dumbest group of faithfuls yet. But I'm like, are they the dumbest or are the traitors just kind of one really good? And two, they did get a traitor on the second round table. They almost got a traitor on the first. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't think they're that dumb yet. It's also like, there's always going to be like, either the traitors are bad or the faithfuls are good, you know, like whoever's doing a better job of it. So I'm really into it so far. I think it's been a really fun watch. I'm enjoying it.
I agree. Like, listen, I don't like the rhetoric of like, if you like the gamers, you don't like the Bravo people. Like I like all of them. I like what they all bring. And so I'm like you. I think the turret this season's super fun. Surprisingly, they're doing amazing in my opinion. I think they're some of the best traders in terms of a group. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I'm the same way. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, okay, fine. The Faithfuls like are hit, but they're always hit or miss. I don't know. I feel exactly. Like this is kind of par for the course.
Yeah, I completely think so too. So I would say right now I'm enjoying it more than season three. And season one is just like its own beast because it was half reality, half just like people who applied. But I think season two's like, in my opinion, obviously the best because it just had such great characters and just that was like peak for me. But I think this is like maybe a close second so far.
Yeah. I think you like also season two because you're a big Parvati fan, right?
Huge Parvati fan, huge Janelle fan. So I was like, that was my Super Bowl when I saw them both on there. I was like, yes.
Totally fair. I agree. Yeah. All right, let's get into some of the players. I feel like let's start with Colton. He's getting some heat. I'm seeing two separate sides. I'm seeing people say, you know what, like, whatever. He's at least trying. He's a faithful. I'm seeing some people say, like, he's, you know, being too aggressive. Like, where do you sort of land when it comes to Colton?
Yeah, not a fan. I do think he's very smug, which is the same word I use for Pilot Pete in season two.
I think the
difference is Pilot Pete was like, he was on point with what he was doing in terms of strategizing, building an alliance. He sniffed out Dan and Parvati like pretty much instantly. Whereas Colton, I feel like, is just shooting in the dark and just being like, it's almost like he's so easily impressed with himself. Like how just like, it's just like you're like nominating yourself to be this like lead investigator when you have no credentials and you're not doing that great of a job of it. So I'm really not enjoying him. I also just think like the Traitors is controversial in who they decide to cast. And I feel like that's smart. It's showbiz. Like they want to cast polarizing people like Michael Rapaport and Colton. But what's annoying me is like in some of the press interviews, how they're saying in parentheses, Colton's like not talking anything about like his past with the restraining order and the stalker thing, but it's like, we can really highlight like his sexuality. I feel like he's weaponizing it a little bit. And I don't know. I just really, something about him doesn't come across genuine to me when I watch him. Like it kind of feels like he's always performing, and maybe that's some of his like trauma from his past, but I'm not enjoying watching him at all.
Wow, you nailed that. Yes, I think some of my gay friends said the same thing. It's coming off not, you know, genuine. It's a little performative. It's sort of weaponizing it. Like literally those are the same things I'm hearing. I agree. I think he's the smug comment is perfect because, you know, it's one thing when you're wrong. Okay, at least I'll give Eric Nam a pass. Like, he owned it. He was like, you know, I'm going to shut up for a bit. Colton immediately turned around and went after someone else just as aggressively as Tiffany and was still wrong. And again, I know he's on to Lisa and that's correct, but like, I just feel like he's not enjoyable to watch to me. That's not a fun game to watch.
I don't think he's fun at all. I don't think he's like entertaining or I just think he's like a jerk, honestly.
Yeah. Sadly, I agree. What did you make of Michael Rapaport? Because he's another one that's very polarizing. You know, some people didn't love his comments toward Colton, which I wish he didn't say it for a lot of reasons. Yeah. But one of them being, I don't want Colton to have any more sympathy.
100%. When he said that, I was like, come on, like, don't give this man any type of leg up or like people feeling sorry for him. Like, I was like, you really just like did that. He was awful. He was terrible. I would have honestly I think I would have tried to get rid of him the first round table because I think he's just so distracting. I don't think that was a bad move to banish him at all. I personally wouldn't have been able to live with him, and I would have just wrote on there like, can't stand you, can't be around you, you're a distraction, don't care if you're a faithful or a traitor, goodbye. And there's some people online who are saying like the absolute opposite, being like, I can't imagine going to a round table and voting off of someone who I knew was a faithful. But I don't think that that's like that wrong, because one, there's still 16 people left. And two, they should know by now, if you banish a traitor, there's going to probably be at this point another traitor that gets recruited. So why not? Like, you're going to want, if you want more money at the end, sacrifice a few faithfuls, you know, especially if you know that someone's a traitor. Like, I would personally like bring them to the end and then get rid of them at the last thing and like take the money.
Yep, so that's the strategic part of you.
Yes. Yep. I don't think it's a bad move at all.
No, I agree about Michael. Like, I think it was Natalie or a couple of the faithfuls were like, I don't really care what he is. Like, he also wastes so much time at the round table. He talks so much. I'm like, no one cares what you have to say.
Yeah, he's got to go.
So I was, you know, happy to see him finally leave the castle. Another one I want to talk about is Ron. I'm sort of torn on Ron because I don't like how he spoke to Dorinda. I really didn't like that.
I don't either.
But at the same time, I do feel like the whole Portia thing did ostracize him a little bit, which, you know, it is part of the game, and Portia did slip up. And I've said this before, I feel like Ron probably had a little tiny bit more on Portia than like Colton ever did on Tiffany. And so I don't think, like, I don't know. I feel like he's just not connecting with people. So I don't like necessarily blame him, but I just did not like how he spoke to Dorinda either. So I'm like torn on him.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he's not getting the same treatment as Colton did. Like, Colton was dead wrong too. And I feel like he's completely integrated back into the house. They haven't like given him the same treatment as they've given Ron. I do think though that what Ron said to Dorinda, like, kind of gave off the vibe that he's probably not that pleasant to be around. And there is a social aspect to this game where you want people to like you. I think that's, whether you're a faithful or a traitor, that's going to help you get further in the game. And I don't think he's really understanding that. And people aren't going to like want to spare him at all because they're just like, all right, like, you might be a traitor. And even if you're not, you're kind of being a dick. So yeah, I kind of feel on the flip of him too. I do feel like at some point they're going to need to banish him because he's just been, they're not letting it go from the first round table. So it's going to be another situation of like, okay, you're a distraction at this point. Like, let's just get it over with. Okay, you're faithful. Now we can move on to like really honing it on who the real traitors are.
Yeah. And then he's also all over the place. Like, he originally was like Mora because of the steps. And now toward the end of the last episode, he's like, no, it's definitely, I don't even know who he said, Dorinda and someone else. And I was like, Ron, what are you doing?
I know. I do think it's hard. Like, I see like a lot of people online being like, the faithfuls will take the littlest thing and run with it. But like, that's kind of what you have to do at this point. Like, they also, I feel like, would say the same thing if someone's just like, hey, I don't like your vibe. I do think kind of what they're going on with Lisa is a better, more solid argument. Like, hey, Lisa, we've watched you on TV for years. You're really loud. You're kind of being this very reserved, calm version of yourself. And it's odd. And it's like, I think I would be more receptive to something like that versus just random, oh, light footsteps and a laugh. Like, I don't think I would have taken like any of that seriously. But we're also,
no, I agree.
I feel like more, besides that first round table where it was very split, I've been shocked by like almost the amount of unanimous votes that have been happening, like where we're getting like 15 out of the 18 people voting for the same person. So it's almost making me wonder with this cast if they're pretty solid on the round tables of like, we're all voting for this person. It reminds me of Big Brother where like no one wants to split the house anymore and most of the votes turn out to be like almost unanimous. So I'm kind of curious about that because like the Tiffany thing was wild to me. I was like, wow, almost every single person voted her out.
And I'm surprised she told me Michael gave her a little bit of heads up, but I'm surprised it didn't get around more because you're right. Like a lot of votes were on her, though. It did sound like Eric's sort of
solidified
speech
it.
Solidify it, but I agree. It's one of those things like we all don't like to see a steamroll, but we also, when someone throws like a random vote, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't going to help.
100%.
So yeah. Before we talk about the traitors, cause I'm interested to dive into those three. I do need your opinion on Donna Kelsey. Like first of all, I'm a little disappointed. I know Donna Kelsey is a big name, right? Like, I get it. She didn't do any exit press. Like, I'm kind of like, why? Like, I'm a huge Swiftie. I'm literally wearing a Taylor Swift shirt. I just don't really understand. I don't know. I'm torn about like why she was there if she wasn't going to fully participate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I was very disappointed. I'm a huge Swiftie as well. I'm also from Philly, where Jason Kelce played on the Eagles.
Exactly.
So, was really looking forward to Donna Kelce. I actually thought she was going to go all the way. I wish they would have either made her a faithful or not a secret traitor, because I don't think she was meant to be. I think that was a really bad choice on the producer's end to kind of isolate her in this one silo of being a secret traitor and not having anyone around her. I don't think that was like set up for the most success. But it doesn't see, I said this, I did a recap last week too, and it doesn't seem like she did that great of a job integrating. Like they all felt that way. And we're only seeing a small tidbit of it. Like these people spend a significant amount of the day with each other. So I think it was probably honestly a lot worse too than what we saw. I was trying to consider that. And I just really hated her strategy of just being like, I'm a huge fan of everybody. It just wasn't, that also didn't come across as genuine to me. So yeah, I don't think she played well.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment. I think part of it is her not making the connections, which she probably could have been better at. But the other part, I like you said, I kind of blame the producers a little bit. I think they kind of set her up for failure in the
Yes.
sense that people were probably nervous around her anyway, because of the some of them at least for the Swiftie of it
Yes.
all. But some of them didn't care. But yeah, I just it kind of was like a want, want, like a little, I don't know. It's just I'm bummed, but it
Yes,
is what it
me
is.
too. Yeah. It is what it is, like you said. I didn't know she didn't do any exit press. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, and like I mean, we've had, I'm trying to think like who's the biggest celebrity that's been on the show, but like they got decent names and like of course like she's, but like her kids are more famous than she is. I don't know. Again,
Yeah.
I'm not trying to shit on Donna Kelce. I'm just
Yeah.
like curious what her contract looked like essentially.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to talk about the traitors. I am pleasantly impressed with these three. They are oddly loyal to each other, but probably because they saw what happened last season.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this turret and each of these traitors.
Yeah. So at first, I was the first three episode release. I was nervous about Candace because I was nervous when she had that interaction with Donna where she was like, you would be a good traitor too. And I was like, shit, she might be too vocal. But I think her not voting for Tiffany actually, I would think would make her seem like a really loyal, good, faithful. And it seems like people trust her. So I think she's now doing a really great job. I think Rob has been a smooth criminal from the start. And listen, he's easy on the eyes. That definitely makes it easy. But I think he's doing a really good job in the missions too. Not only like helping them win, but like never like being selfish over the shields and kind of being a captain in a lot of situations. I think he's doing a really, really good job as a trader. And I'm really excited for him. I feel like he might go all the way. I thought Lisa, and I don't think Lisa's doing a bad job by any means. But I think it makes sense that they're starting to sniff out. And at this point, what is there? Three housewives left? I would be thinking at this point, okay, one of those three is a traitor. And I would think her out of all of them would be the most thing. So I think as they have to get rid of more and more people and there's less of a pool to look at, I do think she's in trouble. I don't know if it's going to be this next episode, but I think it might be an episode after. And I feel like that kind of typically happens where like episode six, they usually like five, six, they usually get one. So I'm a little nervous for her, but I really am pleasantly surprised how much I'm enjoying her. I didn't know much about her, but I've seen so much on social media. I wasn't sure if she was going to be like kind of cruel or like what we were expecting to see. But I think she's a delight to watch. I'm really like enjoying it. So I think it's a great group. I like that they're warning each other in the turret. I like that they're not turning on each other. I have been seeing like a bunch of social media things about like Candace doesn't follow Rob. And I'm like, okay, is that a potential? Like, what is there something that's going to happen here? So I am curious as to what's going to go down with them.
They need to put that in their contract. Like, don't
I
unfollow people.
know. Yeah, don't unfollow people. And also, like, I feel like even production's giving away a lot. Like they keep saying like, oh, wait until like episode 7 or something for this like banquet thing. I don't know if you've been seeing that.
Oh.
Yeah, there's they keep like talking about how like they're talking about it like I almost feel like they're trying to do like a Red Wedding Game of Thrones type of thing where they keep talking about how there's this like banquet thing that's gonna happen. I think it's at episode 6 or 7 where it's gonna be like a bloody like thing. I'm like, okay, they're really going for it right now with the drama, the henchmen and all of it.
Oh my God.
So I'm curious as to what that is. But yeah, I do think they're slipping up a little bit. And Candace did like, I don't know if it was an interview or podcast where she's like, there's one person from the cast that she's like not cool with. So kind of interesting.
I can't tell if it's Portia or not, but it makes me sad if it's Rob because I do think that I don't know. It seemed like they were really working together. Again, we don't know what
Yeah.
happens, but I'm sort of on the same page. I've been very impressed with Candace, especially the her recoveries. I mean, the
Yeah.
Portia slip up, she recovered from that, which I don't think she probably could should have.
No.
That was wild. And then yes, I think the Tiffany moment, while I do actually think it was genuine as well, it helped her come off as a faithful. So loved that from her. Rob, listen, I am not someone that typically go likes men who wear overalls and no shirt. Like that's not my vibe, but I get it. Like I'm seeing the TikTok edits. I get it, people. Like I get it.
Yeah. No, me too. He's
And
great.
then he's great. Like and
Yeah.
he's very like even keeled, like doesn't really change his demeanor, like just which I guess could be scary too because he seems like a very good liar. But
Yes. Yeah.
and then Lisa, like you said, I think she's going to be in trouble first. I think they might have to give her up as a traitor a little bit. I'm curious to see if they turn on her. What did you think of the Caroline moment? Because like that's the thing. Lisa doesn't seem super mean-spirited, but she probably knows how to make a TV moment. So I couldn't tell
Yeah.
what that was.
I feel like that was very campy. I feel
Okay.
like she was like, this is my chance to like be kind of classic housewife Lisa Rinna. And I think she went for it. I feel like Caroline was kind of going for it too. Like just like, Rinna, you bitch. Like
Bitch.
I feel like they had fun with it, which like I kind of liked. I don't think it was serious. I could be totally wrong, but I felt like they were like playing it up and being like, yeah, like this is a betrayal. Like let's make it juicy, let's make it fun. I'm curious to see if that's was like a good move for Lisa. I was like kind of on the fence with that. Because I just think it would have made sense to leave more housewives there, but maybe it would have been too obvious. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out, I guess. I don't think it's like directly impacting her and going to be like a reason why she leaves, but I wasn't sure that that was the right choice, to be honest.
I was torn too, but to be honest, now the more that you've said it and other, I've heard other people say it, I kind of agree because anyone who's playing the meta game, which I'm sure Natalie and Jam Jam are, one of the housewives is in there. Like it
Right.
has to be. So you're right. I think it's only a matter of time. But I do want to say about the housewives because I'm starting to realize like why they're really good in the turret is because their whole careers, like their lives are exposed and they're constantly having to defend themselves in fights against other women. And so to me, I'm like, that's why they're so good at the round table. They're so good in arguments. They're so good at like being very pointed. And I just don't think that's a skill that everyone has.
Yeah.
So it's entertaining and I appreciate it from them.
Me too.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying this turret. I'm really loving it.
Me too.
I want to Speaking of Rob, have you seen on TikTok all these Rob and Natalie fan edits all of a sudden?
I have. I
What
mean,
is going on?
I know. Well, I'm also seeing Rob and Mara edits too. Have you been
Yes.
seeing those? Yeah. I'm just like, of course, everyone wants to ship Rob at this point, like being with someone. Makes total sense.
Hilarious.
I love them. I really do.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It's like at least, we get some lighter moments out of it. Now, I don't think those things are happening, but I'll take it,
Yeah,
whatever.
me too.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the gamers. Obviously we lost Rob, Tiffany, and Ian. That was tough.
That was tough.
I guess why, but like, damn, I just wish, these are people that I really wanted to see play and just to see them go out so early. I'm like, it just wasn't their season because this was the season. If they have two housewives in there, like this was the season that the gamers were sort of, I've heard a few other people say this, paying the invoice of the previous seasons of like, all right, it's time to get them. Any thoughts on those three specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I was really sad to see Rob C go. He's just a huge part of the community. I actually did his podcast, his last podcast before he went to film. But from
I
what
saw I've that.
Heard, yeah, from what I've heard, he was really happy with the edit. He was so smart. He knew what was going on. So I don't think the traders have made bad moves at all. And I was really sad to see Tiffany go. Because I just think she's so genuine and she's a good strategic player. And I don't think she was doing a bad job. Like, I think Colton just screwed her. Like, it just sucked. So I would say that was a bad move on their end, obviously, to get rid of her. And I'm, like, torn on if that was, like, a good move or not. I think it made sense for them because he is so smart. But I personally, if I had been a faithful, would have wondered if Ian was a traitor. So I don't know if they also like got rid of someone who could have been, you know, a name. But, you know, it's sad. I think we all wanted to see Ian play. But that's just the thing with this game. It's totally different than Survivor and Big Brother. You don't have any autonomy over your game when you're a faithful. You really don't. It's just a matter of who the traitors decide. And I do think they've done a little bit of a better job with that. With them giving out so many shields in the missions now, it's almost like you really can get immunity. So I do think that's a little more interesting. And it's also made me want to watch the missions more. I'm not going to lie. There's previous seasons where I've debated fast-forwarding the missions. But it's made it, yeah, it's made it more enticing to like see the strategy that unfolds during the mission. So I think that's smart of them. But yeah, I felt bad for Ian.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, though, because I, you know, previously I wasn't, I was like, why are they giving so many shields away? Then it's like, what, three people can go home? But you're right. It actually, like, makes them play a little bit more strategically. And, like, we mm-hmm. see the great moments, like, with Natalie trying to, like, you know, work with other people. So, yeah, actually, that's a good point. What do you think about sort of Natalie? She's my favorite Survivor winner. I think, you know, I love a lot of Survivor winners, but she's, there's just something about her that I feel like is just so badass. I like how she's playing. I am worried about her and Jam Jam. I think Jam Jam's probably in more trouble than she is. Obviously, yeah. His name's been thrown around. But yeah, talk to me about Jam Jam and Natalie.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Natalie. I was worried about her. I thought she was either going to be a traitor or maybe like an early banishment. I think I watched her on the challenge and I don't think she went very far. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. So I wasn't sure how she was going to hold up, but I think she's doing a really good job. It seems like she's vocally a loud and proud faithful. And right now it doesn't seem like anyone's thinking any differently of that. It hasn't seemed like the traders necessarily want to go for her. It seems like her and Rob have a good relationship. So I think that will work in her.
Oh, that's favor. True. That's going to help. Yeah.
I think that's going to help. Jam Jam, we're mutuals. We follow each other. I don't know how I feel about his gameplay. I think he's another person that sometimes can come across a little smug. I really was like, when he was crying about the shield, I was just like, bro, like half the cast didn't get one. Like, you're not. So if anything, you probably know you're safe because your name has been floated around. I do have this like weird feeling if someone's recruited, it could be him. But maybe I'm totally off par on that because he's already been maybe a little bit suspect. He's not my favorite Survivor winner by any means. So I wasn't like, I will say with this group of gamers, they have a lot to live up because, you know, in season two, we had Dan, we had Parvati, we had Janelle. And then last season, we had Boston Rob and Derek and Tony was last season, right?
Yeah.
I know he was murdered early. But yeah, so I think this group of gamers, in my opinion, was probably the least exciting for me. Not that I disliked any of them. I liked them all. But it was probably, for me, not the most, like, oh my gosh, this person's on it. So yeah, I'm not like the biggest fan of Jam Jam right now.
I don't know him. So like, he seems like a nice man, but like on TV, I never sort of like was like super into him as well. And I do agree. He's coming off a little hypocritical to me. He's being very aggressive, but then crying about a shield and wanting sympathy. And I'm just like, as a person watching the show, it's not very enjoyable to watch. And so Listen, if you're going to be cutthroat, go in there and be fucking cutthroat, and I will support that. I think he's sort of playing that middle, and I don't know. I'm interested to see that now that Michael's gone, how that's going to go. Maybe he'll turn around. Maybe he'll, but yeah. And then I do worry for Natalie if Jam Jam stands up there and says he's a faithful, or because he's what, you know, then what happens to Natalie? So yeah, I think of the gamers left, obviously, I think I'm rooting for Natalie. I'm kind of on the same page with you. Like, I think there were great names this season too, but it just seems like every season, yeah, I don't know. It's just like they had a lot of heavy hitters the first few seasons, and they, you know, we'll see what happens going forward. But yeah, I can't believe there's actually quite a few people on this cast that are just kind of quiet, not getting a lot of airtime. And I'm curious, like, what do you think? Like, obviously, like someone like Steven, okay, fine, we're seeing him in the missions. I love him. He was like my original crush in high school. Steven. Yeah. Love him.
I want to see more Steven.
Yes. We need him to like.
I'm like scared that he's just going to get murdered soon. I'm just like, no. I want to see him like. I feel like he's the perfect definition of a faithful. And I hope that he kind of like comes to the front as we get fewer and fewer people and starts to really suss people out. And people online thought this too. I really like that he said to Ron after that round table, like,
yes,
I enjoy having you here. Like, he just seems like such a nice guy.
Yes. Every interaction I've ever had with him and everyone I've talked to has always had a good experience with him. And that's not always the case with celebrities, as you know, I'm sure. So yeah, I think Steven's a great guy. Do I think, you know, he's just not getting screen time because he's not being dramatic, but they're probably looking at him almost like a Rob of like just doing great in the missions. And that's why they think Rob's a faithful.
Yeah, 100%. I do think it seems like they're still kind of doing callbacks to Tara and Johnny's relationship. So I'm wondering if that's going to come forward at any point and be more of like a pivotal, I guess, for lack of a better word, storyline. So I'm wondering what's going to go on with them because they're pretty quiet too.
That's such a good point.
Yeah. Mark Ballas is like totally invisible.
I mean, other than his hair, I'm like, what are you
hearing? Yeah. I kind of thought he was a little bit of a rogue choice from the rip. They're not showing like too much of her, but I'm really enjoying Kristen. First off, I just think she's so hot. Like, I love her style and everything.
Hottest woman ever. Yes. I said this.
She's so beautiful. And even though she's wrong, I love that she's like sniffing out Cole. And I'm like, please leave the pack and banish him.
Yes. Kristen, I already stan her forever, but like, I think she'll get a lot more fans if she gets Cole out of
there. Me too. Ugh. Yeah, I'm excited for her.
Yeah. And like you said with Mark, like, to be honest, I feel like everyone they've had on from Dancing with the Stars has kind of been like a
dud. Yeah. And I don't think that that's necessarily surprising because they're Dancing with the Stars. You don't see, like, there is a lot of drama, I feel like, behind the scenes with all the pros.
Of course.
But it's not a reality show in that way. Like, they could totally do like a spinoff of it. I'm honestly surprised they haven't, or maybe they will, on like Hulu, like focusing on their lives. Because there is a lot of lore there. Yeah, that would be really smart. But there's not, you know, it's not a show where they're like fighting with each other necessarily. I feel like in the olden, like, or the old seasons, they would show the pros kind of be like really nasty and hard on them. But like, they're not reality TV stars in that kind of way. So I don't think it's the most surprising. I'd like to see Val on there. I think he could maybe give some stuff. I mean, his brother was kind of a flop.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Mark Ballas was a rogue choice.
Yeah, I just, and you're right. Like, Dancing with the Stars is also so focused on their skill and their dancing that it's like, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. He's probably going to get murdered, I guess, at some point, I'm assuming.
Yeah, fine by me.
Because at this point, and this is what I want to talk about now, is predictions. I can't see the Faithfuls winning this season. I mean, I could be wrong, but what do you think?
I don't see. That's why I'm like, maybe Steven in, like, will come up. But like right now, I don't see any of them like really being a Dylan Efron or a Peter and like kind of coming to the forefront of like, okay, these are the traitors. And I just, yeah, I can't imagine. Honestly, Natalie is like the only one where I'm like, okay, that would make sense if she's like a winner at the end. But yeah, it does look like the Traitors, which I'm kind of excited for because the last season the Faithfuls won. So
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a Traitors win this season. But yeah, I don't really, I guess it kind of is, I don't want to say a forgettable, but not my favorite group of Faithfuls for sure.
Yeah. Oh my God, you just made me think, like, what if Natalie gets to the end with Rob and like thinks he's a faithful?
Yeah, that, oh, that would suck. She's so
Oh my
smart, though. I
God.
don't know if she would.
I
But that would be
don't
too.
know.
Yeah.
She's very intuitive, so maybe she'll pick up on it. And like, also, why is she still there? Like, if she ends up sticking around, she's probably like, someone's keeping me here.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah.
We'll see. That's fun. Bran, would you ever, first of all, would you ever do reality TV? Have you thought about this?
Yes. No, I want to be on the Traitors so bad.
Okay.
I did like a YouTube reality TV show through Barstool Sports like almost 3 years ago now, and I got runner up, and it was very
Oh,
similar,
wow.
like 10 people in a house voting each other off every day. So I would totally, I wouldn't do Survivor, I don't think. I mean, if they randomly called me and they were like, "We want you," I feel like it would be so hard to say no, but I just don't think I would suck at the challenges. I'd be not good at living on an island.
Same.
Unfortunately, I don't think I would do Big Brother at this point either because just with my career, it's too much of a filming commitment. And the community is just so nasty sometimes with Big Brother. And you know, you're under a microscope for that long. Like, you're gonna at some point say something that offends somebody. It's just gonna happen no matter what. So that's why I like the Traitors because I feel like it's really doing well with social media, which would be in line with kind of what I do. It's not the longest filming commitment, and I just think it looks so much fun.
Yes. Would you want to be a faithful or a traitor?
I've said I want to be a faithful, which is surprising, but I don't want to be faithful because I don't like having not having autonomy over my game. But I feel like I would enjoy actually being there more because I am not having to lie. Whereas a faithful, you literally have to lie every single day, or as a traitor, you have to lie every single day. And that's so different from other reality shows where it's like Survivor and Big Brother, there's going to be certain points where you have to lie. But you don't have to lie the entire game. Whereas, like, if you're a traitor from day one, you are lying every single day. That's a lot of, like, I feel like I would be so anxious every single day. Like, fuck, did I slip up? Like, how Portia slipped up? Like, I feel like I would slip up. Like,
Same.
I just said faithful instead of traitor. And this season, they're really running with that. Like, so I don't know. I feel like I'd be so on edge.
No, I literally, I think we're the same. I think as a trader, obviously you have a huge advantage. So yeah, it would be great to say I want to be a trader, but I would have so much anxiety just having to. I don't think I'd be good at it. So you
Yeah.
can be faithful
This is
anytime.
weird though. I'd rather be banished than murdered. Because
Okay.
I would love to. I think that's like one thing. Like, Survivor, it sucks. Like, you get voted out, your torch is snuffed. Big Brother, you're evicted, you have to leave the house. But at least you kind of get your lick back when you're banished. Like, I bet that felt, even though it sucked that she was, you know, eliminated, that probably was so like cathartic to with when Tiffany got banished to be like, fuck you guys, I'm a faithful. Like, I love the feeling of making someone feel wrong and stupid. So I think that's like a really fun, like, even though it would suck to be banished as a faithful, I would be like, fuck you guys, you're dumb and wrong. Whereas like
Yep.
when you're murdered, you don't really get, you're just like, oh shit, you get a little letter in the confessional and you're out. Like, that would suck.
Yeah, no, her exit was perfect because it was just such a like, you didn't deserve me, but you deserve this. I'm a faithful or whatever she said. It was so good.
Yeah, so good.
I really want to, really quickly want to talk a little bit more about Survivor 50. I know you talked with Rob about this, so if anyone hasn't checked that out, go check it out. But yeah, I think a lot of people were sort of disappointed with the cast. I was lucky enough to go out there, so I'm probably biased because I'm excited for the season, but I totally understand why people are upset about the cast. Like three people from 48, like why? Like a lot of new era people. Cutting Jerry Manthey, like there's some big names that got cut.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the season? Or are you still kind of like, eh, let's see.
I'm gonna try to watch it. I haven't, I'll be honest, I stopped watching at 45. The last season, I think it was 45. The last season I watched was when Gabler won. Was that his name? Yeah.
Oh, no. That was, I think, 43 or 4. Because okay. D won 45.
Yeah. Like, and part of me is like, if I'm going to commit to watching 50, should I right now watch the last few seasons that I missed? But I think my problem with new era Survivors, number one, I actually really don't like an hour and a half episode. I think it's too long.
It's a lot.
It's too long. It's not that fascinating to me. And someone said this years ago, like, it becoming so much of like an actual show where like the castaways are like, oh, this is a show, and all the, you know, montages of I've been watching this since, like, I do miss almost like the element of like, no, these are people on an island surviving, like the old schoolness of it all. And it just hasn't been as fun to me. Like, I hate saying this, but the more of it becoming like such a family show, like, I think it kind of lost that grit that it really had in the beginning that for me made it more entertaining. Like, I just saw a clip like last night that was going on like one of the Survivor pages where, remember those challenges where they used to like have to answer popularity things where like,
yes,
answered castaways' names. And then if you got it right, you got to like cut people's, like, I miss that. Like, I miss yes. that little like sink your teeth in, like, more. And now it's more like, everyone, I don't know. I think that's kind of why I stopped watching it. And obviously, too many advantages like that. I just couldn't keep track of everything. I almost, there was one point where I was like, they need to start keeping a key at the bottom of like who has what, because I can't keep up with it.
Yep.
So yeah, that's kind of the reason why I veered off. I do want to watch this season because there is so many like great players that I'm excited to see play. I think where I'm probably a hot take and maybe would get jumped on by the fans is like, I don't need to watch Suri or Ozzy play again. Like, oh. No, that's a very, very hot take. But I think if they were surrounded by all legends, like if we had, I can't believe I'm saying this and this sounds like a direct contradiction, but like if everybody was there, like Boston Rob, Sandra, Parvati, I wouldn't mind as much. But I feel like it's very non-scaled to have someone like them like play on their fifth season, and then we have all these people from the recent seasons they're coming out there and playing for the second time. I think that's a little odd. I feel like Jenna was a good pick, you know, let's get people who've maybe played twice and now it's their third time. I'm like excited to see Coach play again, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just feel like Suri had such a legendary end with the Traitors, and then she was just on Australia, which I didn't watch, but I know she made it pretty far.
You gotta watch that one.
At this point, I just feel like with her and Ozzy, it's like watching them go home again and lose for the fifth time, or like, all right, you won, but is it that satisfying to me to see you win now, like after you've played so much? I know that's like probably gonna get me attacked by the community, but that I was just like, wasn't that ugh. I was just like, again, really?
Listen, I think that's fair. As a Suri, certified Suri stan, I get it. Like,
yeah,
you know, and this is no slight to her too. It's more of like, I would have loved to see a Rob Cesternino yes. come back, play again. Like, we haven't seen him in 20 years. Yeah. Even Amanda Kimmel, I know. So Jeff told me that it was a scheduling thing, but like Natalie Bolton, like someone like.
Yes, Natalie. Oh, I didn't even know. So Amanda was like in the talks to do it.
I asked Jeff and he was like, it was a scheduling thing. Now, I mean, I guess why would he lie about it? So I guess it was, but that, you know what I mean? Like someone who we haven't seen in a long time, who if they did win, like you said, it would feel really satisfying. I mean, again, if Suri ends up winning, hats off to her. I love Suri. Even Ozzy, like you're kind of right. Like I was a huge Ozzy stan back in the day. Yeah. So it's not like I wasn't, it's more of just, and it's a weird mix with these like, people that weren't even alive when they played. It's interesting. I don't know. Oh
my God. Yeah. I think that was just, you know, I like that Colby's back. I would have loved to see Jerry. I like Jenna. I like that they are getting that kind of wave of the first original seasons. I just wish it was more. Mm-hmm. I would have like even liked to see Natalie play again. Natalie Anderson, I would have been fine with her on it. I just think it seemed like a very random cast. Like to me, when I looked at it, I was like, these are people who are just available. And like, yeah, I wasn't
thrilled with it. I'm excited to see Mike White and Angelina. Okay. I like that.
Angelina.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them play again. But yeah, I wasn't overly enthused by the cast. For such a legendary number, like 50, I feel like they really should have made a big swing and gotten like really classic or people who like just we've kind of would never think that would ever play again. I would have liked to see Shane Powers. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who else that comes to mind from like the kind of OG days of like, oh my gosh, like they're coming. I can't believe I'm saying this probably sounds like another contradiction. I would have liked to see Rupert.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have liked to see more of those people. But I just think Ozzy and Cerie, they're more recent. Like they both played in Game Changers. And we just saw, we've seen so, I love Cerie. I can't, it's not that I can see enough of her.
Exactly. I know what you're saying.
I was super relieved when Parvati didn't do it. I can't go through the anxiety of watching Parvati again. Like, I just can't do it. I'm so glad she won Australian Survivor. Like, great. End it here. Done.
Yes.
So I'm just like, oh, Ozzy and Cerie, like, I don't want to watch you lose again.
Yeah, because I felt like 40 was a chapter closed on those players, so I was happy about that. Yeah. But you're right, I kind of felt like the way that Cerie went out in Game Changers was, I even told her this, I hate the word poetic, but it was like very fitting. Like, this woman that is basically one of the best players to never win, of course would go out with all these dumb advantages. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of wrapped her thing in a bow. And then working with, you know, you didn't watch, but working with Parvati on Australian Survivor, it was so amazing. It really just, it's hard for me to picture how her journey is better in 50. I hope it is, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough to picture.
Yeah. It seems like it's almost like a hybrid cast of absolute legends. And maybe like, haven't watched the last few seasons, but maybe like a second chances type of mold. And I would rather them just do two separate seasons. I loved Second Chances. It's one of my Survivor family. Yeah. Wasn't one of my favorite seasons. I really wish they would do that again, especially because we're so much more internet forward. Like, I would much rather, like, a fan vote would be so easy now. I would love for them to do a season like that. And we've had so many great players within the last, what is it now, 10 years? Oh my God. Of people commonly played once. So I wish they kind of would have done two separate things. 50, do absolute legends. And then I wouldn't have minded seeing Cerie and Ozzy because it would have been all people. Tony's, Jeremy's, Kelly Wentworth's that have been on a few times. Versus now just like this mix of that feels very random.
Yeah. And like I was telling someone, I was like, these new era players, the last few seasons at least, they would have their chance again, where I don't think like a Rob or Jerry is getting another chance probably. Yep. So for me, I was just like, no shade to them, but it's a waste of a spot where you really could have had them in there. And so I get what you're saying. I agree.
Also, I've given up on them ever leaving Fiji, but like how epic would it have been if they put them all in Borneo and been like, now we're going to return to where the inception of the game started. Like, could have been so cool if they did something like that. But like, I know that because of filming and everything and like all that back end stuff that we're probably never going to get to see them play anywhere else than Fiji. But it would have been so cool if they did a full circle moment like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, I didn't even think about going back to Borneo. That would have been iconic, to be honest. Like the original islands and stuff. And really, I don't see it happening. I think, and going back to what you said about being a family show, I get it. Like, I get why Jeff does this, but you're right. Like, remember when Jeff talked to the camera? Oh my God, that was horrible. Remember that?
What season was that?
I don't even remember, but he was just like, now this season I'm talking straight to the camera. Hey, kids. Like, I'm just like, no.
No. Oh, also, like, why is Mr. Beast coming on? Like, what? That was just like, ugh. I really felt icky about, like, all of that. Like, what was something like a Billie Eilish thing? Like,
Billie Eilish idol is coming.
Yeah. Like, that's where I'm kind of talking about, like, where it feels too much like a show. It's become too produced. In that aspect, in my opinion. And it's just made me like be like, all right, it's a little gimmicky to me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Bran, I can't let you leave here without talking about Big Brother, because that is my main beat, which is funny because I've always said, like, if I'm going to recommend a show, Big Brother would not be one of them. It's more of like, you're either a fan forever and we get it, or it's like, you know, but I also get the community is really, really toxic sometimes. But in terms of Big Brother, what are some of your favorite seasons or players? I'm curious.
Yeah, so Eileen Old School, my favorite seasons are 6, of course. I think it's the best season of reality TV. Like, if even people who don't like Big Brother, I'm like, if you ever just want to watch like a early 2000s mean, nasty, fun, juicy reality TV show, watch Big Brother 6. Big Brother 6, Big Brother 8, Big Brother 10 are my 3 favorite seasons. I love them. Obviously love Janelle. She's like my Parvati of Survivor. But I love, oh my God, I love like most of those casts, like pretty much like all of them on it. So, so good. I love Kacer. I loved most of the Big Brother 10 cast. Like, I wish she would play again. Libra, obsessed with her.
Yes.
So sad with Keisha's stunt on Big Brother 2022. I loved OG Danny Donato, did not love her on 2022. Love Rachel Riley. Yeah, there's so many good people from those seasons.
Totally agree. I'm curious because my family still watches, but I don't have a lot of friends that watch this outside of like the online community. Do you in your circle of friends, they probably watch The Traitors. Does anyone watch Survivor and Big Brother?
Not many. Big Brother's hard because it's obviously 3 times a week. And it's also in the summer when I feel like people are just so all over the place. I usually end up falling off Big Brother, like actually watching the televised version around like week 5 or 6. And then I just keep up with it online. I really liked, what was it? Season 26, the one with Tucker on it. I actually liked the twist of that. What's
AI Arena?
Yeah, the arena. And I liked having like 3 people and then one of them gets saved because it kind of broke up that unanimous votes. I thought that was like a fun, finally, where I was like, oh, this is a good twist. But I guess my favorite modern season, I mean, at this point, God, I'm getting so old that it's not. I liked Big Brother 20 a lot. I thought that was a kind of good modern split house with Level 6 versus The Hive. I liked that season a lot. I think it's funny, out of like the challenge, Big Brother and Survivor, I do think Survivor has held up the best. I can't even watch the challenge anymore. It's like just too freaking much with all the spinoffs and just another one that I don't think the episodes need to be an hour and a half. And it's so overly produced of like America's Fifth Sport. And this is like a movie where spies, where agents like off, like it's too much. But yeah, I still like love Big Brother. I think some of the old seasons are some of the best reality TV. But it's also kind of been like falling down for me.
Yeah. Listen, I get it. We're aligned on a lot of things and I can tell this is how you know someone's been watching these shows forever. Cause we have very similar opinions about like how the trajectory, like we'll still watch to an extent, but like then we fall off. But Bran, I would love to have you back to talk about Survivor and Big Brother this year, please. Where can my listeners find your content?
Yeah, I am Bran_Flakes with 2 Z's on TikTok and Instagram.
Go follow him. He's hilarious. And for my listeners, please like and subscribe. And I'm going to be back with more Traitors coverage later this week. So thank you so much, Bran.
Of course. Thanks for having me.